The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This is Coop Cooper back from my IQ test this week, and the results were negative. On the show this week, we talked to Marty Lush, who's playing at the TK Oasis show. I've got a book for all the girls out there, which is going to love. New music from Mr. Ho from his new album, Third River Rangoon, just delivered to the penthouse this week, and swank advice on things to avoid in conversation, plus the very best events to attend across the world. As we kick off with the Naughty Ones from Texas and Boulevard of Broken Dreams and the Cocktail Nation.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight, you'll cry tomorrow, when you behold your shattered schemes. When gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears and tell of broken dreams. Well, here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy you find here you will borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. Gigolo and gigolette can sing a song and dance along the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Sing a song and dance along the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
The Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Tiki Shark.
Cocteau Nation for Tiki Shark, Lucas Vigor and The Joy Spring. Marty Lush and his Latin Livers playing at Tiki Oasis 11 this year, August 18 in San Diego. And Marty Lush joins me on the show. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I've got a cocktail in my hand, which makes me feel even better.
You know, as a bit of a drunkard, it's kind of takes a fair bit of energy and enthusiasm to put a band together. And most people, most hard-drinking people I know, really can't be bothered doing anything else but drinking. But obviously you've managed to pull this one out and throw a band together.
Well, you know, it's that old saying where you literally stumble into it, and I did. I just happened to have a few extra drinking buddies who happened to play, and you know, bought them around a drink. So now they owe me. That's pretty much it. I ply my trade with liquid.
The band itself is a Latin sounding band, and you know the thing I love about this lounge and exotica scene is the fact that there are so many different varieties of music that just all kind of fit into the same thing that everybody digs, and Latin music is right up there. Tell us, what's the sound of the band? What sort of sound are you going for?
Well, the sound of the band is just. Depends on how sober I am at the time, but it's more of like a harder Latin, kind of a, you know, an Afro-Cuban, I guess you'd kind of a Latin jazzy sound a la Tito Puente with a little bit of Ricky Ricardo thrown in there, who's my idol, by the way. And it's a lot of fun. It's a little different from the tiki scene, you know, with the Hawaiian or the exotica, but it's really interesting. When I did my first show, which is just a little test show, I did it at the Tonga Hut in North Hollywood. It was people just went bonkers over it, and I was a little scared that, you know, here I am in a tiki environment advertising it through tiki channels like Tiki Central, and then people coming out, but they really dug it, so I was quite thrilled.
Well, listening to some of the tracks that you sent me, I'll tell you what, yeah, it's definitely a hard driving sound of a Latin band. Tell us a bit about some of the band members that you've managed to rope in for this project.
Well, the band members are some buddies of mine who I've known for years. I had a band with them years and years ago in San Diego. And they're just a bunch of phenomenal musicians. They blow me away. In fact, you know, the guitar player is just one of these guys who can just flamenco his way through anything. And, you know, the conga player is a fellow lounge lizard of mine named Nelson Ortiz. And the bass player is a college professor of jazz, and I actually have Squid on drums, the mug maker.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal jazz drummer, so these cats just come in and they make me sound better.
it's a fantastic sounding band. I really love what you guys do, and of course a lot of people know you from playing with Tiki Aki Orchestra, but this is quite the departure. And Tiki Oasis, I'd be expecting some big crowds there, man. Do you think you'll be able to handle fame?
You know, like I said, I just take everything with a little shot of booze on the side, and that takes the edge off. I'll have no problem. I'll just have a couple of drinks before I go on, and then I'm nice and loose after that.
I think you should actually do a la Rat Pack and wheel out the drinks card, actually, mid-show, so that you can just kind of, you know, loosen things up a little bit.
I wanted to do that for so long, is just pull up a drink card and start mixing right on the stage.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at Tiki Oasis, because it's going to be a huge show once again. And as I said, we're going to be catching up with various bands playing at Tiki Oasis this year, which seems to just keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know how they're going to handle it in 10 years to come, because this thing is just out of control at the moment. Marty Lush, great to talk to you, man. Look forward to...
Well, thank you.
Look forward to playing more tracks on the Cocteau Nation.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you like them, and I guess I'll just get back to my, I'll get back to the bar and have another drink.
Make sure you do catch Marty Lush and his Latin Livers. August 18, San Diego for Tiki Oasis number 11. And here they are with Stinkin' Lincoln.
Thank you. dance at my command. And make this daydream spell a star that fell. And I can pretend that this love affair of silence couldn't end. Your blue reflection thrills me through and through. On my deserted island on the moon. Shooting stars and rocket cars, TV broadcasts the plan for Mars, and aliens come to visit me for tea. But you couldn't swim, so it's here or watch the sand blow in the
fighting international terrorism by living fabulously. It's Coop Cooper and the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Third River Rangoon with Mr. Ho's Orchestra. Of course, it's just been released on the heels of its highly acclaimed debut CD, The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel, the Vibraphone Quartet album, Third River Rangoon. We're going to be bringing you cuts of this over the next couple of weeks.
Swank advice with Coop.
Now, sometimes at a party or an event, you might open up your big mouth and say something you might regret. And I think we've all been there. We wish we've had a time machine or a rewind button so that we could take it away. Well, here's a couple of things you might not want to say about someone's appearance at a party or an event. Don't say, gee, you look tired. Well, it implies that this person doesn't look good. Instead, is everything okay? We often blurt out tired comment when we get the sense that the other person feels out of sorts. Perhaps best just to ask how they're doing. Don't ever say, you've lost a ton of weight. Why not try, you look fantastic, and leave it at that. If you're curious about how this person got so svelte, you might say, what's your secret? Don't say, you look good for your age. Because anything with a caveat like this is always going to be rude. It's like saying, you look great compared with other old people. It's amazing. You've got all your own teeth. Instead, just say, you look great. And one finally for the girls, don't ever say, I could never wear that. Well, it can be misunderstood as a criticism, such as, I could never wear that because it's so ugly. Instead say, you look so good in skinny jeans. If there's a topic that you'd like covered, send me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, as we help you navigate through the parties and events in a swank way with Tiki Joe's Ocean Now and Sandbar.
is the Cocktail Nation.
Each little dream in me, someone to take my hand, to be a team with me. So nice, life would be so nice, if one day I find someone who would take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong, someone to sing to me. Some little samba song, someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me, someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yes, that would be so nice. Should it be you and me, I can see it would be nice. Sing to me some little samba song, someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me, someone who's ready to give love a start with me. So nice, that would be so nice. Should it be you and me, I can see it would be nice.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Tiki Shark, Astro Gilberto, and So Nice. I'll tell you what is nice, the music, the fashion, and the scooters of the mods. If you're interested in mod culture and you live in the UK, you should check out the exhibition Ready, Steady, Go, Life Through the Eyes of a 1960s Mod. This is over at the Reading Museum. The early mod pioneers were known as modernists because of their liking for modern jazz. They approved of all things new and reveled in the coffee bars and the supermarkets that came to Reading in the late 1950s. And the town's mods soaked up the influence and the latest trends from London. They listened to black American R&B artists, wore smooth cropped hairstyles, tailored jackets and neat Italian rounded collared shirts. And this exhibition intends to be a bit of an insight into the real mod world. It goes beyond the popular myths to show their passion for music, fashion and being young. And the exhibit is running until October 9th. This is at the John Medeski Art Gallery, Reading Museum, Town Hall in Reading. You might like to check that out if you're in the UK. Time for our new segment, Review with Coop, where we review anything that comes across the desk, movies, news, books, apps, anything pretty much. And one for the ladies this week with 50 Dresses That Changed the World. That stunning white halter neck of Marilyn Monroe's, the Simply Mod mid-1960s Mary Quant mini dress, perhaps Princess Diana's ornately opulent wedding gown. Each of these are examples of dresses that made history. And those ones I've just mentioned are just three of the 50 frocks which are featured in this hardcover from Design Museum, illustrated with full-colour photographs paired with descriptive profiles of each garment. And the book focuses on the most iconic and influential dresses from 1915 onward, examining what they said, did, meant to fashion, culture and society. Check out modcloth.com if you'd like to grab that one. There's something you'd like me to review, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Jackie Gleason, I Won't Cry Anymore.
Thank you. 'Cause I was ghosting, said it's high and blue. Neon burlesque her halo, ghosting on Los Angeles Avenue. I was reborn at your invocation. Saw you at the station of my dead, my last breath. Shadow bride, reclaim my soul from another. It shamed my name and your life, lover. Now this veil of morbid tears, it still divides. Your time to be ghosting on Los Angeles Avenue. Dior, swinging bloody in the window of a Third Street Goodwill store. I'm just waiting, praying for you to come back and claim it. But now it's your turn to be ghosting in a sighing blue neon burlesque halo. Your tango to me, baby. I'm waiting for you on dreamland. Just waiting for you on dreamland. Just
Cocktail Nation with Jimmy Vargas, and a note from Rowan over at Careless Navigator. Careless Navigator, of course, presents Hawaiian home movies from the 1950s, 60s and 70s. And the DVD is back on eBay. If you like basically uncut 8mm, Super 8mm and 16mm of Stranger's Vacation footage from years gone by, you're likely to dig this. I just love them. I've got one copy that Rowan sent me initially when we first met up. It's not a doco, it just makes a great moving wallpaper for your tiki bar. Postage is free in Australia, and it's pretty much just $3 for the rest of the planet. And all of his collection is just superb. Volume 2, I believe, in the works, so check it out on eBay. Just type in Hawaiian Home Movies, and you should be able to find it. Time for a look at the world of swank. On right now at the custom art gallery Tiki and Toxica, which opened just last week, features artists like Brad, Tiki Parker, and Tom Big Toe, Laura, and Doug Horn. On right now, Jennifer Keith Quintet, playing right through till the end of December, performing jazz standards with members of Royal Crown Review, overlooking the Long Beach skyline as you sip your drink, enjoying this beautiful music. They're performing at the Observation Bar from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Friday and Saturday through the end of December. Never miss out on a third Wednesday of the month at Otto's Shrunken Head in the East Village of New York City. Black Cherry returns to the Massive Factory Theatre on Saturday, the 21st of May. I went to this one a couple of months ago. It's fantastic. The Hooky Lau. Don't forget, of course, coming up June 9 and August 18, Tiki Oasis in San Diego. Soon heading up to the Cocktail Nation blogosphere, and right now, Esquivel. Mucha, muchacha. Mm-hmm.
muchacha.
Oh, hello, muchacha.
No, no, me, muchacho. You, muchacha. You know, like me, Tarzan, you, Jane. Me, muchacho. You, muchacha.
Oh, you, muchacho. Me, muchacha.
Wow, too much of a girl.
Mucha muchacha.
From Waikiki Beach, this is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs, and you are listening to Cocktail Nation.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare,
hey, boy,
that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it,
Your Honor.
The heat is too intense for it. What good old common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch.
Strike one.
But one I'd never switch. 'Cause there's no nicer witch than you. It's witchcraft, that wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Than who?
'Cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Than who?
'Cause there's no nicer witch
than Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched, starring Dick York, Dick Sargent, Sergeant York, Agnes Moorhead as Endora, music by Frank Duvall. Bewitched, a Screen Gems production.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame. Flame of burning desire. Only your kiss puts out the fire. Oh, you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby!
Down and down I go, around and around I go, in a spin, digging the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Craig Hoyer on piano, everybody!
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame. Flame of burning desire. Only a kiss puts out the fire. Oh, you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby!
Down and down I go, around and around and around I go. In a spin,
hey.
Loving the spin I'm in,
oh.
Under that old black magic called love. In a spin,
oh.
Digging the spin I'm in,
hey.
Under that old black magic called love. In a spin,
hey.
Digging the spin I'm in,
oh.
Under that old black magic called love.
The Cocktail Nation HB Rankin, a court medley. Hi to new Twitter and Facebook friends Jay Strongman, Mary Boss, Rich Libby. You can follow us by simply checking out Cocktail Nation on Twitter. And you can find our Facebook page very easily. Coop.Cooper is where you'll find us. And of course, MySpace, myspace.com/LoungeLothario.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
Now, this one is a little bit difficult to say, this one, for this week. Maya Hunamoko. Blogspot.com. That's Maya, M-I-A, H-U-N-A-M-O-K-U. Blogspot.com. Of course, you can find all the blogs that we do follow on our Cocktail Nation Blogspot page. Here you're going to find lots of Tiki and Polynesian that you'll never want to be rescued. News, views, reviews, all feature with links to some of the finest cuts of Exotica. And on their front page at the moment, they've got a rather interesting thing available from Vegan Kitty XOXO, which I believe is a website. Soapy little Tikis. Yeah, like a Tiki on a rope, perhaps, maybe. Anyway, you can check out your choice of colour and grab that, and also smell for $9 US. You get three, and they're all made of vegan veggie glycerin, so I gather they're healthy. They're groovy little guys that look great sitting around, perhaps just being cool in your bathroom. Don't be afraid to get them working in the shower or the sink too. And look, you never know, you might even keep the Tiki gods happy as well by showering with those. Here's Jonah Jones and Linda. Stay here. See you next week.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.